special. There were hockey posters on the walls, a rack with medals on display, and notepads stacked on the desk corner. Stopping at the threshold, she hesitated to come in, and her teeth gnawed on her bottom lip. I held back a groan and pictured running my finger along her mouth to release her lip. I dropped her bag on the bed, breaking the tension, and started pulling out binders. "Relax, we're just studying. I promise to stay on my side." Sydney looked between me and the bed and shrugged. "Yeah, okay." She backed herself against the wall with her legs tucked under her, taking up the least amount of room on the bed as humanly possible. "Put this behind your back." I tossed her a pillow, and she caught it before it collided with her face, eyes round with shock. She mocked throwing it back, but she placed the pillow behind her and wiggled a bit to get more comfortable. My mouth watered. She had no idea what that little wiggle did to me. I turned on my playlist, about to get started, when Lucas barged in with a tray of drinks. "You guys are actually studying? I'm a little disappointed." I grabbed the tray and pushed him out of the room. "Thanks, man. Now fuck off." I shut the door on his overeager face, and I turned, walking back to a now smiling Sydney. "One strawberry milkshake, as per our agreement." She took it from me and moaned, tilting her head back with the first sip.
So good."
I froze, staring at her. She looked utterly blissed out, which had me thinking of other ways to keep her looking like this. It was only made worse by having her on my bed. Mentally giving my head a shake, I sat facing her and propped my elbows on my knees, using one hand to support my head and the other to hold my chocolate shake. We were mirror images, sitting this way.
"So, you guys are all lined up for playoffs?"
"Not yet. Still a few games to earn our spot. Wait, how do you know that?" Her cheeks turned cherry red.
"You've been watching?"
I couldn't help the surprise in my voice.
"You wish,"
was her feisty reply.
"Yeah, I kind of do."
After a few hours and several chapters later, we were completely laid out on my bed, our heads beside each other, surrounded by books and papers. I hadn't been this relaxed in a long-ass time. She was barely awake, eyes blinking at a slow speed, and she gently rested her head on her arm, as if she might drift off. She looked so fucking exhausted.
"Do you want to sleep here? I can sleep in the other room."
She shifted into a seated position and yawned while shaking her head.
"That's okay. I can drive."
Her eyes were still droopy, giving her a kiss-drunk look. "I'd prefer it if you stayed. You're barely holding yourself up." She looked at me, deciding that I was sincere and not just horny, and gave me a nod.
"Is there anyone you need to let know where you are?"
Sydney took out her phone and sent a quick message.
"All good."
I handed her my softest shirt and gym shorts.
"You can wear these."
"Thanks." Her eyes searched for me, and the slightest hint of a smile curved her lip, and then she headed to the bathroom to get ready. I grabbed my spare blanket and a pillow before freezing on the spot. She walked in looking damn good in my clothes. The shirt slid to the side, exposing the soft skin over her collarbone, making me want to lower my head and run my tongue in the dip. She held on to the tangled short strings, not paying attention to me. The shorts were obviously too big for her, and they would have to be tied if they had any hope of staying up. I hummed at the back of my throat at the thought of them sliding down. Her eyes met mine, and I couldn't resist the draw she had on me. I walked closer, dipping my head to bring my lips just shy of her ear.
You look like you could use some help.
Sydney's skin pebbled along her neck, and a shiver ran through her.
It's stuck.
I slid my hands down her arms, moving her hands, and I took the strings in mine. She sucked in a breath as I worked at the knot, quickly opening it. My knuckles grazed across her soft skin. Burning for her, I had to swallow hard to stop from groaning. I pulled the strings tight, riveted by the goosebumps forming under my touch, and my fingers drifted over her skin one last time before I tied a bow. Sydney was breathing as hard as I was. Her eyes were hooded, and I followed them as they dropped to my mouth. She bit her bottom lip while leaning closer to me. My thumb ran along her bite mark, pulling her lip free. "You have no idea how many times I've thought about soothing this spot with my tongue." A shiver rolled through her with my words, and my body tensed, mouth watering. I wanted to close the distance between us so fucking bad, but it had to be her. I paused, my mouth hovering over hers, and strained every muscle not to move. "Come on, trouble. Break your fucking rules." Her pupils filled her eyes until there was only a golden rim surrounding them. They flicked between mine, searching for an answer while her fingers dug into my chest, pulling me closer while attempting to push me away. I tried to breathe, but it got stuck in my throat, waiting for her. "Fuck, baby. Please." She slowly raised on her toes, her lips barely grazing mine, and she hummed in the back of her throat. I couldn't stop my hands from closing around her waist and holding her to me, but I didn't move to close the distance. She made a needy sound, and my whole world tipped when Sydney pressed her lips against mine. She dug her fingers into my hair, pulling me closer, and deepened the kiss. Her moans evaporated any hesitance felt, and I bit down on her bottom lip like I'd pictured doing a million fucking times before. It was everything I thought it would be, but also so much fucking more. I could get lost in the way she tasted, in the small sound she made when I sucked on her tongue, and the way her hips pushed against me, searching for the friction she desperately needed. She gasped, trembling in my arms, and my control broke. I gripped her jaw, tipping her head back to capture her mouth completely, and took over the kiss. Her fingers dug into my hair, tugging me closer, and I rocked into her, eating up the needy sound she made. Fuck. I wanted her to be mine so badly I thought it might kill me to stop. But I wanted more than a kiss, and I wasn't fucking this up. I pulled away, and grinned at her frown, walking backward toward the door. That's rule number one. 3 to go.
14. Sydney. Who the hell's Selena? The second I walked into our place, Mia showed me several Twitter posts. A tightness I had no right to feel tugged at my chest, and I didn't meet her probing eyes. Jax's agent set them up. He had to look steady. Basically, junior hockey players had a poor reputation, and the league wants him to look settled down. Posts about Jax running around with two girls were definitely going to have the opposite effect his agent wanted. I rubbed my palms over my face and took a deep breath, trying to shake off the feeling he didn't need Selena at all. I reached for Mia's phone and flipped through the pics until my gaze landed on one of Selena tucked into Jax's arm. Their faces were so close, they were nearly kissing. A sinking feeling started in my stomach and plummeted to the floor. This didn't look like fake dating. A sharp pain compressed my chest, and I struggled to take my next breath. Mia peeked over my shoulder. "Doesn't that bother you?" I shrugged and did my best to clear the emotions from my face. "Why would it? We aren't dating." Her brows rose, looking at me with skepticism. "Don't lie to me. You might not be officially dating, but..." I cut her off. "I knew this was going on. It's a common part of the industry. Just because you understand why it's happening doesn't mean you have to be okay with it." "Yeah, Well, there's nothing I can do about it. I ignored the dip in my stomach as the truth of the words sank in. You sure about that? Have you talked to him? I put on my best imitation of a smile. It's fine, really. All right, change of subject. I plopped down on the couch. How was last night's date with the guy in your class? She sat down beside me. He spent the entire time talking about himself and his mother, of all people. I made a disgusted face at her. Gross. The guy's a lost cause. So, if he asks, tell him I'm swamped. I'm hoping to ghost him until he gets the point or moves on. So, what you're telling me is you don't have plans tonight? I asked, trying to sound innocent and in no way desperate. She raised a cautious brow. What are you up to? You never want to go out. I dropped my head back on the cushion and groaned. I lost a bet with Jax, and now I have to go to his game. Mia squealed. Oh my God, yes, I want to go. She was already off the couch and rushing toward her bedroom, but stopped at the door. What are we going to wear? I couldn't help my devious grin. You'll see. There's more people than I thought there would be. By the time we got there, it was a half hour before puck drop, and the arena was filling with people. Mia's arm hooked mine as she pulled me through the sea of people to stand at the top of the stairs overlooking the ice. There was row upon row of seating, all leading down to the rink in the center, where the guys were already warming up. I swallowed hard when I spotted Jax, weaving through his teammates before shooting on the net. He moved like he was made for this. I watched the opposing team. They looked good. It would be a hard game. They need to win this game. If the Huskies lose, they'll be knocked back in rankings. Of course you're secretly following them. Mia shook her head at me. Before I could reply, an arm bumped into mine. Hey, you're blocking the way. The man's face was painted blue and yellow. He was looking me over, and a large vein pulsed in his forehead. Shit, sorry, I said before he could make a big deal about me wearing the other team's jersey. Let's go before your gawking creates an angry mob. Mia laughed beside me and tugged me down the stairs, ignoring the grunt of protest from the painted man as we cut in front of him. I wasn't gawking. I totally was. I was just figuring out the arena. Sure you were. You look like a kid at Disneyland. I hopped down the stairs behind her, trying to keep up. It's just bigger than I expected. The corner of her lip raised at my words, and I cut her off. Whatever you're about to say, just stop. You're no fun. She stopped at the bottom row, practically pressed up to the glass, and glanced at our tickets. Row one, seats 2 and 3. This is us. A young security guard hurried down the stairs. I'm sorry, girls, but you can't sit here. Mia looked as confused as I was. Okay, why is that? This row is player reserved seating only. There should have been a sign on it, she said, looking down the aisle as if she thought it would magically appear. I'm not sure what happened to it. Her voice came out stronger. I'm sorry, but you really can't sit here. Her hands wrung together in front of her, and her eyes shifted with discomfort. A loud thump came from the glass behind me, and I turned to face a scowling Jax. His gaze was pinned on my half-turned back. When his gaze met mine, I mouthed, "What?" But he just shook his head. The security guard piped up, attempting to speak loud enough for him to hear her through the quarter-inch gap between the protective glass panels. I'm so sorry, Jax. I was just telling them that the team holds these seats on reserve for friends and family. It's okay, Steph. They're with the team. From now on, treat them like they're one of us. Shock registered across her face, and it was clear she wasn't expecting that. She gave me a sidelong glance, obviously trying to size me up, and then a moment of recognition crossed her face. Great. Steph left, glancing back at us a few times before snapping a pic of me with her phone. I was about to say something, but Jax knocked on the glass again and gestured to me to walk toward the back of the rink. I followed him to the last bend in the rink. He pointed down to a steel handle on my side of the boards. Realizing it was a door, I shoved down the handle and swung it in toward me. Jax didn't give me time to move out of the way before crowding me and ripping off his helmet. "Off now," he commanded, glaring at my jersey. I glanced around, but there was no one this far back in the arena. "Jax, it's a bit cold to not have a jersey." He raised a brow. "Do you have a shirt on under it?" I nodded in response, trying hard to keep the smile off my face. I knew he'd be pissed about the jersey, but this was so much more. "Good. Take it off." A thrill rolled through me, and I fought to keep the tremble from showing. He was even taller wearing his skates. I smirked. What if I don't want to take it off?
"Sydney, do not fuck with me right now. Take it off."
He growled the words, and tingles traveled down my spine. I lifted the jersey over my head and immediately wrapped my arms around my chest from the chill. Jax reached back and pulled his jersey over his head, leaving him in just his pads. I swallowed hard and took it when he pushed it into my hands.
"You don't wear anyone's number but mine."
I sucked in a breath, doing my best to ignore the thrill his words created, and my skin pebbled for an entirely new reason. Not sure how to react to his display of possessiveness, I tugged it over my head and let his jersey engulf me. He leaned down, close enough that all I had to do was lean in, and we'd be kissing in front of everyone. But he wasn't looking at me. Instead, he patiently rolled up each of my sleeves, revealing my wrists. Jax leaned back, giving me an appreciative look, and his tongue wet his bottom lip.
"You look good wearing my name, Trouble."
Instead of acknowledging his words, I scrunched my nose up at the smell of his gear. That didn't stop me from taking another breath.
"You smell gross."
He hauled me into a tight hug and buried my face in his chest, ignoring my pitiful attempt to break free.
"You like it."
He was right. I kind of did. He was warm in the chilly arena, and his salty scent was doing all kinds of things to me. I still said, "You're entirely too sure of yourself." He leaned back and tilted his head to the side, gaze boring a little too deep into mine.
"Not as much as I'd like to be."
What exactly did that mean? I tugged at my sleeves. "Won't you get in trouble for this?" He smirked.
"Worth it."
He tightened his hold momentarily before releasing me.
"I have to go back and get ready. Lucas's girlfriend, Piper, should be here any minute. She'll sit with you."
Jax stepped forward and leaned his head down, so close his mouth brushed my ear.
"I'm happy you came, Trouble."
He released me, grabbed his helmet, and got back on the ice, shutting the door behind him. He caught me watching him as he was about to go into what I assumed was the locker room entrance. His gaze roamed over me, and he wet his bottom lip before slipping through the door. Heat pooled in my stomach, washing away the chill in the air. Mia bumped my shoulder with hers. "Girl, you've got it bad." A few minutes later, Piper arrived with an enormous smile. She had long, golden blonde hair with beachy waves and stunning, clear blue eyes. She looked like she just moved here from California. "Hey, guys, I'm excited to finally have someone to sit with. I was ecstatic when Jax called and said you guys were coming." I rolled my eyes. "It was under duress, I promise," Piper said, effectively blocking my escape. "Well, now that you're here, let's have a bit of fun, shall we?" She looked between us, waiting for an answer. Letting out a big, dramatic breath, the corner of my mouth kicked up into a grin. "Fine." I drew out the word as long as I could. They both laughed at me, and Mia hit me with her mitten. Mia rubbed her hands together. First, food. We chatted about nothing while we got our snack, then headed back to our seats, arms filled with food. The second we sat down, we dug in, blissfully eating the first few pieces. Piper licked her fingers and said, I could never do this with Lucas. He would have it all devoured in seconds.
Are you going with Lucas this summer?
Mia asked, curious.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay near his training camp, but then I start school in September, so that'll make it tougher.
Her voice was light, but she held herself a little tighter.
What about you and Jax?
Piper asked in between mouthfuls of food.
What about him? I replied. A bit guarded.
Cut it out. You literally slept there last night.
Mia chimed in while she tossed a chicken bone in the bucket.
Yeah, slept being the operative word.
I didn't dare mention the kiss. Piper nearly spit out her drink. I had to pat her on the back until she got her breath back. She looked at me in shock.
You're telling me you not only got invited to their place, but you spent the night?
Well, technically, it got really late, so Jax asked me to stay instead of driving home tired.
Okay, even I could hear how weak that sounded in the light of day.
Piper leaned forward, eyes alight with excitement.
You don't understand what a big deal this is. I've known him longer than I've known Lucas. He never invites anyone over. The man's not a saint. He takes advantage of what's offered to him, but they're not allowed to stay the night.
Her smile turned wicked. That is, until now.
Tell me, did you study in his room?
She must have read my expression, because she clapped her hands together, getting more and more excited with every question.
Wait, did you sleep in his bed? Did he give you something to wear?
Mia spun to look at me with a devilish grin. I'm sorry to crush your hopes, but I've got other plans for after school. Getting into something right now would not be a good idea. No matter how great he is.
Oh, honey, what you're saying implies you get a choice in the matter.
Piper put her arm around me.
I get it, though. I have big goals, and Lucas would never hold me back.
Mia raised her cup, something deeper passing over her expression. Too quick for me to make out.
Cheers to men not holding us back from our dreams.
All three of us clinked our plastic cups and took a long drink. Okay, what did you guys do to my girl? I left her, and she loved me, and now I snuck back to see her, and she's toast into singlehood. Lucas had a floppy smile on his face, and his eyes were pinned on Piper's.
Hey, baby.
These two were too cute for words.
You know I love you. I was drinking in solidarity with Sydney.
Lucas's brows pinched together, and he shifted on his skates. He took a long look at me, and his eyes searched mine, trying to sort something out. Well, I better get back. Just wanted to give you a kiss before we got started. A few minutes later, the lights went down, and the announcer called out each player's name as they skated out from behind their bench. The crowd's roar became deafening when Jax's name was called. He did a lap around the rink before stopping abruptly on the other side of the boards, kicking up snow with his blades. I jerked back on reflex, then raised a brow.
Show off. Wish me luck, trouble.
His voice was barely audible over the noise. He placed his glove-covered fist to the glass and gave me an expectant look. Mia smiled.
He wants a fist bump.
I bumped my hand against the glass. Good luck. He held it to his chest and played like he was swooning. Piper giggled from my side.
You're totally screwed.
Nothing could have prepared me for watching Jax play. He danced around the other players like they weren't even there, like he was in control of every second he was on the ice. Hell, he was practically a god out there. There were only 30 seconds left of the tied game, and I sucked in a breath, heart pounding my chest when Alex passed Jax the puck.
He took it straight up the middle, but he didn't see the defensive men charging right at him. I jumped up from my seat and screamed at him to watch out. My body yelled at me to somehow magically protect him, but all I could do was watch as Jax's opponent lowered his shoulder, going in for the check. At the absolute last second, Jax decked out of the way, and the asshole player went flying across the ice. I couldn't believe I used to like that team. Jax made the goal look easy, and his teammates wrapped him up in a huddle. Jax escaped his teammates, and his eyes found mine. The floor dropped out of my stomach while my heart tried to escape my chest. I wasn't sure how I would be able to look at him again. Hell, how was I going to complete full sentences when he was around after this? Piper knocked her shoulder against mine, smiling. Right? Not moving my eyes from Jax, I smiled back, cheeks flushed. Right.
15. Jax. The brew house was where everyone hung out after games. It was an older bar, with wood tables, perfect for getting together with friends. After tonight's win, it was packed with cheering fans, all vying for our attention. But all I cared about was getting to Sid. Lucas led the way through the crowd to get to the girls' table. You ready? For what? He wrapped an arm around my shoulder. To see your girl after she's watched you play. Fuck off, asshole. I shrugged him off and walked toward the table, ignoring the little thrill his words evoked. He called from behind me. We'll see. A tight feeling of possessiveness filled my chest when I spotted Sydney. She was stunning, standing in front of the high-top wood table, completely relaxed while everyone talked over each other. My fingers itched to run through her dark hair. It was perfectly in place, and everything in me wanted to go over there and mess it up. A low growl formed at the back of my throat when Johnsy stepped to her side. He was in his rookie year and had already made a name for himself as a man-whore. Sydney had to tilt her head to look at him, and the fucker leaned in closer. Fire burned through my veins when his fingers slid over her waist, shifting her out of the way of guys piling into the bar. Fuck this. My feet ate up the space between us, and before I could think better of it, I wrapped my arms around her waist and tugged her back against my chest. How'd you like the game, Sid? Her body tensed for a second, but she relaxed into my hold, turning her face to look at me, eyes full of curiosity. I liked when that huge guy landed a punch, she said, her voice teasing. A loud buzzing coursed through my body when Sydney smiled at me, a little awe shining in her eyes. It looked like my girl enjoyed watching me play. My chest rumbled with my suppressed laugh, and I tightened my arms around her waist, drawing a squeak from her. Of fucking course you saw that. I thought you'd pay more attention to the hat trick I scored. Johnsy cleared his throat, looking between us. Sorry, Ryder. I didn't know.
Know what?
Sig cut in, but I didn't let him answer. God, I fucking knew she'd be pissed if she caught me staking a claim on her. Didn't stop me from doing it, though. Now you fucking do. I stared down at him until he shifted his weight from foot to foot.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Have a good night, Sydney.
He disappeared through the crowd faster than should have been possible.
What was that?
Sid asked, accusation clear in her voice, and pulled from my arms. Nothing, I smirked, and she rolled her eyes. She turned her attention to Piper, who was currently wrapped in Lucas's arms, but her eyes kept drifting my way. That invisible magnet caused constant tension between us.
Move over!
Alex sat on the stool beside Mia. Beside them, Lucas had lifted Piper onto his lap. Piper caught my eye when she leaned into his chest and winked at me. I didn't like her all-knowing look since I wasn't even sure I knew what was going on between Sid and me. Sig glanced between the last stool and me.
You can take it. You played tonight and all.
Piper smiled wide.
Just sit on his lap. There's no reason for you to stand.
It's not like he's going to bite you.
I sank my teeth into my bottom lip to prevent myself from saying I'd do just that, and sat down. I slid my fingers through Sydney's belt loops and pulled her between my knees.
You look good with my jersey on, Trouble.
She tucked her head, and her teeth gnawed on her lower lip. I grazed my lips against her ear, and the smooth column of her neck erupted with goosebumps. All I was able to think about since we kissed was the way she tasted and the bite of her nails when they dug into my hair. She paused and searched my gaze, her chest lifting with each hurried breath. I wanted to say fuck everyone and take her home, but my girl wouldn't like that. Instead, I grazed my fingers up her waist and lifted her onto my lap so she was situated on my right thigh and her legs hung between mine. Her eyes were fiery, and they slowly moved lower, fixating on my mouth. I suppressed a groan when she trembled in my arms. We had an unspoken understanding to keep whatever was happening between us quiet for now. But if she kept looking at me like that, I was going to say fuck it and haul her ass on the table so everyone knew. I suppressed the urge to do just that and smoothed her hair behind her shoulder, twisting a silver streak between my fingers. I'm glad you came tonight. Don't look so proud of yourself. I was coerced. She flashed me that sassy smirk I loved so much. Worth it to get you here. I winked. We stared at each other for who knows how long. She looked away from me when someone coughed, but I could see a blush turning her neck and cheeks pink. A quick glance revealed everyone was watching us with I told you so smiles on their faces. She took a deep sip of her fruity drink, then another. It looked like we were here for the night. A thrill went through me at the prospect of being with Sid for the next few hours. So, Sydney, what are your plans after graduation this spring? River asked her, but he flicked a look at me as if saying, pay attention. He didn't have to worry. I knew all about her plans.
I've got an internship lined up in Ottawa.
Her voice tipped up at the end with excitement. River smiled at her, nodding. Impressive. Here I thought we were the ones that were heading for success.
She's been working on getting this internship for years, Mia chimed in from across the table, practically beaming. She has an entire strategic game plan on how she's going to be the youngest accepted member of Parliament. This job's only the first step in her career. Before you know it, even famous hockey players will talk about how they knew her in school.
I brushed my hand against Sydney's.
I already knew you were special.
A slight pain formed in my chest. I was playing with fire, and I knew I was the one who would get burned. I gulped my beer and tried to let that go. I would never try to stand between her and her dream, and I already knew she wouldn't try to block me from mine. Sid swallowed and whispered,
Thanks, Jax.
She leaned her weight into me, head resting on my shoulder, and laughed when Alex yanked Mia onto his lap. River glared daggers at him. There was something going on between them, and I just hoped they didn't fuck it up. Alex ignored River and asked me, Why do you look like you knew that already?
Because I know pretty much everything about her.
She made a strangled noise.
You do not.
I know you, Trouble. She huffed, shaking her head.
Please. Barely.
I paused until the weight of my gaze pulled hers to mine. I was dead fucking serious. Try me.
What?
Her brows pulled together so hard I'd think I'd thrown her off if it wasn't for the deep flush crawling up her neck. I've been paying attention, and it was time she knew it. I bet I can answer any question about you. The table went silent around us, but all my attention was on Sid. She tilted her head, trying to read me.
Is everything a game to you?
You aren't. She sucked in a breath and bit into her lower lip. This girl better be careful, or I would kiss her in front of everyone. She gnawed on the delicate skin before saying,
what do you get?
If I can answer all of your questions, you have to call me King for a week.
She barked out a laugh.
Yeah, no. Oh, come on, Sydney,
Lucas taunted. Are you worried he'll win?
Her eyes snapped back to mine.
Yeah, Trouble.
You worried?
Come on, Trouble, take the bait.
Sid studied me for a minute, then shrugged.
There's no way you're winning this.
Watch me.
Fine. Three questions.
Deal. Everyone leaned in toward us, now the most exciting thing in the bar.
What's my favorite color?
You'd think I'd guess blue because of your coat. But it's really the deep plum you get all your binders in.
Her eyes went wide.
How did you?
I told you. I've been paying attention.
That's one.
She drummed her fingers on the table, trying to think of something harder. Mia piped in instead.
What's her favorite food?
I checked with Sid, and when she nodded, I answered.
She'll eat pretty much anything, but her favorite is chocolate croissants.
It was a guess,
but it was right.
Sydney took what felt like forever to come up with the last question. When she had it, she faced me, her tongue poking into the side of her cheek, trying to hold back her smile. She thought she had me.
If I was an animal, what would I be?
Fuck. I should say something cute, like a fox. She was definitely sly like one, but that wasn't what she'd call herself, no. She'd like to stay inside, curled up, and not move for hours. That was how she got her best work done. Hell, it was even what she did for fun, plugging into a book for hours at a time. What fucking animal did that? A slow smile pulled at the corner of my lips. A sloth. As soon as I said it, the table erupted, and everyone gave me shit for my answer. But disbelief filled Sid's face, and I knew I'd won.
Okay, you win, Jax.
She rolled her pretty green eyes, trying to look unaffected, but she was snuggled in closer, and her fingers tightened into my shirt.
He what?
Alex and Mia shouted, but I ignored them. I slid my fingers along her jaw and tilted her face to mine.
What was that?
When she didn't automatically say it, I thought she was going to fold. But she surprised me when she lifted, bringing our lips closer, mirroring the seconds before she kissed me, and said in a low, seductive voice that went straight to my cock,
"You win, King."
Fuck. If we were anywhere else, I would have had her laid out in front of me. She said it like a challenge, but she didn't know I picked King because I wanted to be called by her last name. Several hours passed, and we were all a little glassy-eyed, winding down from a night full of laughter. I looked at Sid, who was still leaning against me.
I really liked you being at my game tonight.
You were pretty spectacular out there.
There was a little wonder in her voice, and she nestled into my chest. She was spinning her red hair elastic I wore on my wrist. She'd left it at my place the other night, and I'd been wearing it ever since.
Yeah, you think so. Don't push it.
She pinched my side, making me jump.
I didn't want to call it a night,
even though it was long past time to leave. Everyone else was already up and getting ready, but I took note that Sid was in no hurry to go either. I idly drew circles on the soft skin of her forearm before slowly sliding my hand down until my fingers grazed hers. Goosebumps crawled up her arm as I worked my fingers back gently, interlacing them with hers.
All right, hot stuff, let the girl go,
Mia said with a laugh. She and I have to get back before our cab turns into a pumpkin. Sydney moved away from me, no longer in the trance that held us both here. She smiled when she noticed I was still looking at her, making me want to drag her back to my side. Instead, she grabbed onto Mia's hand and turned in the exit's direction.
I'll walk you out.
I scrambled from my stool and placed my hand over the base of her spine, not ready to let her go. Our gazes met a little too long, but her eyes turned serious, and she glanced away. Disappointment flooded me when their cab was already waiting for them outside. Talk about a lesson in wanting something you couldn't have. Taking a deep breath, I let it out. But before I could say anything, Sydney lifted on her toes and kissed just next to my lips.
See you Monday, King.
Monday had never sounded so appealing or felt so far away. Piper came up beside me as I watched them leave. She was practically bouncing with repressed excitement.
Don't start.
I gave her a warning glare, but it just made her smile wider. Fuck. I was utterly and completely screwed.
16. Sydney. The clock flipped from 1:59 to 2 a.m. I'd gotten home hours ago, but every time I closed my eyes, I swore I could feel Jax's lips pressed against mine. It was like he was seared permanently in my brain. He hadn't tried to kiss me tonight, instead, slowly flaming the fire growing within me. He did it with the smallest of touches, making me come undone. I felt every nerve ending come alive. I'd wanted to get as close as possible until his body melded into mine, but I had to settle for adjusting myself on his lap. The scruff of his two-day-old beard against my neck sent shivers down my spine when he pressed his nose into my hair, inhaling deeply. If we weren't in public, I would have straddled him, pulling his mouth to mine. I squirmed, unable to get comfortable, the buzz of excitement keeping me awake. I groaned and flipped over, covering my head with a pillow. Just go to sleep. My phone vibrated on the nightstand. It was late, and fear lanced through my chest at the late hour, but I knew Mia and Anthony were already home. Jax, Caleb is an asshole. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. My neck warmed, realizing Jax was reading my favorite book. I thought he was kidding when he'd asked me about it. My cheeks flamed as I tried to breathe through my embarrassment. It was okay. There was nothing to be ashamed of. Smut was perfectly normal, empowering even. No guy was going to tell me differently. But he was not saying anything bad. He was actually freaking reading it. A thrill bubbled in my chest as I pictured him in his room, flipping through the pages. Jax. Sid. Shit, I'd waited too long. He was probably worried it freaked me out or something. Well, I was freaked out, but not because he was reading it. Me. That's kind of the point, bad boys and all that. Jax, if anyone treats you like this, I'll fucking kill him. I ignored the tingle that traveled down my spine. It was at this moment that every feminist molecule in my body died, because I freaking loved that. Overprotective, possessive, jealous, popular hockey player? Yep, sounded like my type of guy. Me. I promise to only like book assholes. Jax. He handcuffed her to the bed, Sid, and not in the kinky way. My grip tightened on the phone, and I kicked the sheets off my hot skin. I honestly didn't think he'd read it, and if he'd gotten that far, he'd passed. Jesus. I stared frozen at the screen, having no idea what to write back, and startled when another message popped up. Jax. I was sitting next to Alex when it got to the shower scene. Could have fucking warned me. Images of Jax hard on the couch, reading next to his friends, had an ache burning low in my stomach. the shower scene had her on her knees, swallowing the main male character's cock down until tears pooled in her eyes. I wanted to feel controlled like that when I read it. Owned like that. Me. Where's the fun in that? Jax. You don't have to reply to this, but I've never been so hard in my fucking life. You and your favorite book did that to me. Heat flooded between my thighs as I reread his text. I did it? Was he thinking about me when he read it? I wanted him to tell me exactly what he thought of the scene. Me. Do you like it? Jax. Yeah, I fucking do. My lungs burned with the force of my sucked-in breath. This was new and dangerous territory. After everything that had happened between us, this needed to end, but I didn't want it to stop. My body begged me to block out my mind just this once. Me, tell me. Jax, fuck. I swore I could feel how turned on he was through his messages. Jax, I like the way she spreads her legs apart and her panties are dark where she soaked through them. I could hardly breathe reading his messages. Thank God he didn't need a response to keep going. Jax, how the smooth skin of her thighs feel under his palms as he brings his hand to her cunt. Would you be wet for me, Sid? Lust laced through me and sent my heart beating out of my chest. A needy ache built between my thighs, and I slid my hand under my panties to cup myself. My fingers were instantly coated wet, and my eyes rolled back as I slid one finger over my sensitive skin. I bit my lip, waiting for his next message, but nothing came through. Shit. Before I could chicken out, I hit dial, and he answered immediately, his harsh breath coming out in pants. What did he do next? My words were practically a plea for him to keep going, to not question this. He groaned, and his voice was rough. You're killing me. The line was silent, except for the sound of his breath for several seconds. He pulled her panties to the side and buried two fingers into her until she fucked herself on them. I bit back my moan so hard I could taste the metal tang of blood, but that didn't stop me from sliding my fingers inside, wishing they were his. What does his other hand do? Jax's low reply, mixed with a distinct sound of rhythmic skin on skin, had my toes curling. He wraps it around her neck and pins her to the bed. Do you like that part, Sid? Yes. I breathed, my fingertips swirling around my clit before thrusting deep. You are such a good girl, Sydney. I bet you like when he licks her cunt and bites down on her clit. Was that your favorite part? Because it's fucking mine. Images of Jax between my thighs, hand gripping my throat as he devoured my cunt, flooded my senses. A cry broke from my mouth as my orgasm shattered through me, followed by Jax's groan. Jax's rough breathing filled my ear as the world came back into focus, bringing the reality of what just happened with it. Jax's low voice rumbled. Good night, Sid. Shit. I hung up before I could say anything stupid. What the hell did I just do? And why did I want to do it again? Come on, where is it? I yanked the cushions off the sofa and searched for my laptop. For the 100th time, I checked my watch and let out a frustrated groan. I only had 5 minutes until I would definitely be late for class. I knew for a fact I'd had it last night. Going to my room as a last-ditch effort, I reached my hand behind my bed and felt something smooth and metallic pinned there. Gotcha. Thank the Lord. Mia sighed. She was standing in pineapple-printed sleep shorts, a thin white shirt,
and a sleep mask pushed up on her forehead. She looked exhausted, with dark circles under her eyes, and her usually glowing skin was ashy. I'm so sorry. I'm running super late and couldn't find my laptop. You stayed up all night talking to a sports god, and now you're running around in a tizzy. I'm on to you, Sydney King. Her grin washed away some of the tiredness there. Keep dreaming. I'll see you later, I said as I finished packing my bag. She looked around our destroyed home and shot back. You owe me, girl. I sent her my most apologetic smile and rushed out of the house, practically jumping down the stairs, which I was definitely not coordinated enough to pull off. I flew out the front door and crashed right into a solid chest. My weight tipped and braced for impact, sure to hit the ground. Easy now. I've got you. Strong arms wrapped around me, and I drew in a fresh, woodsy scent. What are you doing here? My voice snapped out before I could stop it. Jax tilted his head, and the corner of his mouth twitched. So, not a morning person? That was an understatement. Sorry, I was just surprised to see you. Good morning, I said, trying to give him my most innocent look. A half-grin curved his lips. That's okay, I can take it. Jax looked good with his cap pulled low, gray sweatpants, and a dark blue hoodie. He looked soft, welcoming, sexy, and I wanted to curl my entire body against him. He cleared his throat, drawing my eyes back to his. His gaze was dark as he leaned forward, and his lips barely skimmed the shell of my ear. I'm here to drive you to class. A shiver ran all the way through to my core. It's a few blocks. I could have made it. Wouldn't be able to make it now, though. Come on, get in. He pointed to a black truck parked at the curb. Let's get moving. Don't want you to be late. I wasn't sure if he was saying that to himself or me as he ever so slowly broke contact, taking in a deep breath before stepping back. I fixed my eyes on his precious seconds ticking by as we were caught in this trance. Hey, Jax! Some guy shouted from down the road, but Jax didn't turn from me. Instead, he held out his hand and guided me to his truck. He opened the door like a gentleman, crowded in closer when I sat, and reached over, buckling me in. He tapped a finger under my jaw and said, You look good in the morning, Trouble. Before shutting my door with a click, my stomach flipped, and I checked out his truck as a distraction. It smelled fresh, with a soft undertone of pine. There were notebooks in the center console and a gym bag in the back seat, but it was also clean. Not a speck of dirt, pristine condition. Jax was someone who liked to take care of his things. With that thought, my eyes caught on his smiling face as he got into the driver's seat. He had that crooked, cocky smile you'd expect every star athlete to have. But on him, it was almost impossible to escape. His smile grew at my blatant appraisal, and he raised a coffee. I gasped in excitement as I took it from him. Oh my God, thank you. You should see your face right now. Fucking perfect. He burst out laughing, but I was too busy taking my first sips to care. You got it the way I like. I hummed in my throat as I took another sip. I could hear the reverence in my voice. This man had moved up into saint territory. He turned onto the road, making the quick trip to the school. And last night's NHL highlights came on the radio. I switched the station, and his brows furrowed in question, one that I wouldn't explain. His gaze turned back to the road, but he looked at me from the corner of his eye. I remember from the library. His voice was low, and his cheeks were pink. Maybe this wasn't the type of thing he usually did. If it was, he had all kinds of game. Women didn't stand a chance, and that might end up including me. Get yourself together, girl. Guy gets you one coffee, and you fall out of your clothes. It was three,
And the answer is, yeah, pretty much. I twisted my hands in my lap, trying and failing to not be awkward. So, do you make it a habit of rescuing people late for class? He raises his eyebrow, silently asking, seriously? No, I couldn't give a shit most of the time. That sent a shiver down my spine. But you give a shit now? I needed to learn when to shut up. He cleared his throat, skipping my question. How are your classes? I have this one that's ridiculously hard, and the guy that sits next to me is a practical storm cloud 95% of the time. So, there's that. His grin was back, making him look boyish. And the other 5%? The other 5%. He looked at me like he was going to eat me, and I sat there like I might let him. Barely tolerable. My little rant won me a startled laugh from Jax, the smile softening some of his hard lines. He narrowed his eyes on me. I should make you pay for that barely tolerable comment. His voice deepened, and after last night, I had no doubt he'd make good on his promise. Jax pulled up to the front entrance and put the truck in park. Not quite ready to get out, I fiddled with my bag. I still had to run, but now I had coffee. I leaned over and slid my hand up his arm. It was thick, hard, and deeply tan. My mouth watered as my hand traveled over him. He tracked my movements, eyes filled with heat, and I snapped my hand back. Thanks, Jax. It was... Thanks, who? He lifted a brow expectantly. I huffed out a breath. King. His dimple was on full display, and he bit the corner of his lip. My pleasure. Wait, I have something else. He grabbed a white bag with Ellie's bakery written across it. The smell of fresh pastry and chocolate filled my nose. I desperately tried to contain my moan, but from his bit-back groan, I didn't succeed. Jax might just be the sexiest man alive. Opening my door before I did something especially stupid, like ask him to marry me, I jumped out, being careful not to spill my coffee. He leaned toward me and kept his voice low. Sid. A shiver ran down my spine as he watched me with dark eyes. Yeah? I finished your book last night. I think there's a few things we should talk about. I swallowed hard and slammed the door shut. The last sex scene in that book had her bent over a table, her wrists and ankles tied as he fucked her in the ass while a group of people watched. His laugh followed me as I ran toward class.
17. Jax. Fuck, man. If he hustled half as hard on the ice as he did to get out of here on Thursdays, you'd be a first-round pick. Archer, our second-line defenseman, said from the row of lockers across from me. I'm already a first-round pick. Maybe you should start packing faster. You could learn something. I stuffed the last of my gear into my locker, thanking God we had an equipment manager who would wash them before tomorrow's game. There was a round of chuckles from the guys, but the room went silent when our assistant coach, Maddie, walked in. Ryder. Yes, sir. I had always liked Maddie. He was good at practice and helped keep the bench organized during games. I didn't particularly like calling him sir, but for hockey, and only for hockey, I did what I was told. The coach wants to see you. The guys winced in unison. It was never good when the coach wanted to see you after practice. I quickly ran through the drills in my